Now, there are basically two ways to get YouTube traffic. There are searches, which are people going to YouTube and searching for a keyword, and there is the homepage. You can sort of broadly think of the search side of things similar to SEO, and the homepage is really about virality, algorithmic, kind of deciding what people might like, some of which is going to be stuff that that person, you know, has shown an interest in. So, for example, on my homepage, I see a lot of AI videos because I'm an AI nerd and I like to watch those. But at the same time, I'm going to see a lot of random videos that the AI algorithm has decided I might be interested in. Now, both the search side of things and the homepage recommendations are both algorithmic. They're both handled by an AI. And so that's definitely something we should be aware of. So the basics of YouTube SEO, of getting free traffic from YouTube, are to give the AI algorithm what it wants. So YouTube is about thumbnails and watch time and the title. So it's those three components which are going to determine whether the pixel likes us, whether the AI likes us or not. And again, I refer you to our friend Veritasium. Check out those two videos. You'll want to create great eye-catching thumbnails and then remake them. There is a specific task for this in Agent X, or you can also do it in Canva. I'll give you some of my templates to edit within Canva. You can just click on those and go ahead and edit them. In terms of titles, what I suggest you do is do like clickbait titles, similar to what your competitors do. And so if you look at what your competitors are doing, you'll see that they use kind of clickbaity titles like shocking news about Ted Smith, brackets, this will blow your mind. You can take that title and spin it to your chosen niche. And I will give you some editable title templates as well. Although again, there's a specific task within Agent X which actually does this. Remember though, we are marketers. We are not influencers, okay? So you always need to kind of ask yourself, do these videos that I'm doing fit naturally with my audience and direct the correct targeted audience to my product? And ask which videos do I want to spend time perfecting and which are going to promote my product, because this can be a huge rabbit hole, can be a massive time sink and take a lot of your energy, a lot of your essence, okay? So we definitely want to make sure that we are doing this with a focus on what's going to work for us and not what is going to work for YouTube, okay? So it's definitely something to consider. So YouTube is a good traffic source, but it is something that we need to approach with a lot of caution, okay?